Hey, ambitious mama. Welcome to Becoming with Lauren Ricks. I'm so excited and so honored you are here. This podcast is for you if you are an on-the-go mompreneur looking for a different way of doing life and business, a more God-centered way that feels aligned with how you want to show up in this season of life you are in right now. Because I see you, mama, hustling around the clock, burnt out, and missing out on all the moments that you thought you would see because you can't let go of the hustle. There is a different way. And in this podcast, we will cover conversations about God and your faith, being an entrepreneur, all things mother, and out of the box thinking. I cannot wait to take you on this journey with me. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Becoming with me, Lauren Ricks. And today I'm excited to talk to you about a topic that I actually saw one of my friends post on Facebook. But I want to first share with you a couple things. One, the membership, Becoming Aligned, starts in August, starts this month. It is August already. Starts this month in our first workshop is tomorrow, Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Time. And we are talking all month about mindset, belief, thoughts, rewiring. It's literally going to be like the foundation for the next 3 months as we talk about becoming aligned. So it's going to be so good. Right now, you can get into this membership for $20 a month. This price will be going up, but as of right now, it is only $20 a month to get in, and you get access to everything while you are in there. So that is starting this month, and I'm so excited for this membership to just give you guys so much goodness that has helped me over the last, 10 years as being an entrepreneur and 6 years as being a mom, right? And just really aligning those two things. The other thing that I am beta testing that I wanted to share with you, if you are here and you listen to me a lot and talk and are, you know, listening to the podcast, and in my world, I am putting out a beta experience to help women go from an idea they have to an offer. And I want to really help you create that offer. I have been in so many different containers over my last 10 years of different programs and working with different mentors. And I really believe I have the gift of being able to create offers and help you take an idea you have and create it into something that you can put out into the world. So I am doing a beta experience on this right now. And if that is something you would like help with, if you're like, I have so many ideas I would love to create into something that I could put out into the world to get paid for, this is for you. Whether you have like an actual brick and mortar business and you want to bring it on into the online space, or right now I'm currently working with a physical therapist who wants to take her knowledge into the online space into a course. So if that is you and you just want help brainstorming, you want ideas, you want support in this area, this is for you. You can send me a DM, or I will put the link to snag one of those spots down below. This is eventually going to be an offer that I have out in the world, but I am doing it in like a beta form to kind of test it out first before I put it out into the world. So it's at a super discount right now. 2 weeks of Voxer for $100. Like I said, this will probably never happen again. So I'll put the link for that down below if that is something you want to check out. And then the other thing that I haven't really talked about in a long time, but I have a free group. So if you are at a point where you're like, I love your content in here, I would love to get in your world even more, come and join my free group. In my free group, I usually post about the podcast. I post free content. I sometimes do like little pop-in lives in there. There's a lot of other content you can binge watch in my free group. I will also put that link down below to just check it out. So let's get into today's topic. We are going to be talking about mindset, all things mindset. And this came up because the other day I was scrolling on Facebook. I know I catch myself scrolling on Facebook sometimes and it's not always the best. But one of my friends had posted something about asking Does anyone else struggle with spending money on themselves, even though it would make them happy? And this was something that got my attention because right away I was like, oh my gosh, this was used to so be me. I used to have such a hard time spending money on myself because there was so much guilt there. And I had commented on her post and I was like, ooh, there's a mindset belief there, right? Like we end up tying what spending money on ourselves means about us, or we shouldn't be doing that, or we grew up maybe not seeing our mother spend money on themselves and she always spent money on the kids, or maybe it was the other way around. We always saw our mom spending money on themselves and that ended up causing fights with your dad. Who knows, right? Like, I'm just giving some examples. But a lot of it comes down to just a belief we have attached to what spending money on ourselves means, right? And that's a belief, that's a mindset, that's a thought that we can look at and work on rewiring it. And in Becoming this month, this is exactly what we're doing, is we're going to be looking at these different types of thoughts and beliefs, really beliefs, that keep us in this cycle of not doing things we truly desire to do. For example, this one of spending money on ourselves when it would make us happy, right? Not buying that pair of shoes because it's too expensive or we really don't need it, but we really, really desire it, right? And it also it's not just the mindset piece, but it's also what our body is holding that to mean, right? There's something in that space of spending money on ourselves that feels unsafe because of an experience that we maybe had. And when that happens, our body is like, it starts in our body. Our body is first like, we can't do that. It just feels unsafe. Spending money on ourselves feels unsafe. And then our mind kicks in on like all the thoughts, right, that hold proof to that feeling in our body. And that's how we can talk ourselves out of that and really not truly spend money on things we truly desire. This also comes to experiences, why we're not experiencing things that we truly want to experience because of the feeling we feel in our body that makes it feel unsafe. And then that sends a signal to our mind, to our thoughts, that come up with all these thoughts and these reasons as to why we shouldn't, right? And we normally notice our thoughts first. I think I've done a podcast on this. But we normally notice our thoughts first. We notice what our mind is rattling off, right? We shouldn't do that because it costs too much, or we should spend our money on our kids, or we should put our money away, or we should save our money, or we should pay off debt, or we should do all these shoulds, right? And we miss really what it's feeling in our body. And if we can tap into our body and what our body is feeling, like, ooh, what, that makes me feel this. That makes me feel this. That makes me feel this. We can start shifting the feeling in our body, right? And then you can start shifting the thoughts. We're always going to have thoughts about certain things. We're always going to have positive or negative thoughts about everything, right? And the power is in awareness. I think I say this all the time, is like the power is really in awareness of what you're thinking and what you're feeling. So next time you notice a thought, you can tap into your body and ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Are you feeling nervous? Are you feeling anxious? Are you feeling doubt? Are you feeling maybe uncertainty or shame or guilt? Like, what feeling is coming up for you when you are, you know, coming into this trigger or this thing that's causing you to be like, oh, I shouldn't do this, right? And just really asking yourself, maybe even, where did that come from? Where is this belief? Where is this feeling coming from? Because we can normally right away acknowledge and be aware of like where that's coming from, right? A situation or something growing up, or watching the people around us growing up do the same thing over and over and over again. And that just becomes our norm for our body, right? And this too is like, when we do something for so long, when we don't spend money on ourselves, when we go through this cycle of, I really want this, but I don't want this, and we make it feel like comfortable in our body to not spend money on ourselves. So then when we decide to, like, we're going to spend money on ourselves, it feels very uncomfortable, right? It feels almost wrong because we're so used to not making ourselves a priority. And this comes down to that too. So many moms I talk to, like, they want to work on their self-care, but they don't see themselves as a priority. And it's because for so long, they have never put themselves as a priority. So when you make that shift to wanting to put yourself as a priority, even though it's an action or a habit that is so good for your well-being, it feels so uncomfortable in our body because we are not used to doing it. Our body is used to not putting ourselves first. So when we shift that, it feels very uncomfortable in our body. But the more we do it, the more we help our body feel safe putting ourselves first or prioritizing ourselves or standing up for ourselves or putting boundaries around certain things, the more we do that in a way that makes our body feel safe, the more it becomes less uncomfortable, right? And that goes to the same thing with our beliefs. Like, when we can make our body feel comfortable doing it, all the beliefs that are trying to create proof for that will start to create proof for the opposite of it, right? Like, you can find proof in your mind of anything. If you are constantly thinking, like, you know, you need to lose weight, you need to lose weight, you need to lose weight, you're going to find proof of that in your day-to-day life. Your brain will find proof of that. And it's the same as the opposite. Like, if you keep saying, like, I am so blessed and I am so thankful and I am so grateful and I love our house and I love my life, and like, you're thinking positive things, your brain will start to find proof of that, right? And so it's really a matter of helping your body feel safe with those new thoughts and those new actions you want to take on to be able to shift our thoughts and our beliefs in that same way, right? It's the awareness. It starts with the awareness of how your body feels and what your thoughts are saying, and how can you start making your body feel safe taking those actions that feel uncomfortable so that you can start showing your brain that there's proof of you being able to do it, right? So this is what we're talking about in Becoming Aligned in the membership this month, and it's going to be so gold. We're going to go into it even deeper. It's going to be personalized, you know, to the women who are in there, to topics and beliefs that they are struggling with. We are going to really like break it down, and hopefully you'll walk away with being able to have a roadmap to being able to be aware of these feelings and these thoughts that come up and how to shift and rewire them for you for the future, because that's the foundation. Like, I've been in the health and wellness industry for over a decade, and this is something where it's like people start their journey, right? And they're so excited. And they're doing it, but if they don't value themselves, or they don't value prioritizing themselves, or they don't value being healthy, they won't keep going, right? If that doesn't feel safe for them to continue to work on themselves, they will create quote-unquote self-sabotaging activities or habits or whatever people call them, to help to basically make them go backwards, right? Or stop their whatever they're doing, right? So it's really about helping our body feel safe with the action that we want to do that maybe feels uncomfortable, and knowing that, like, the more we do it and the more we just tap into our body and let our body know that this is safe. It's safe for me to do this for myself. It's safe for me to move my body like this. It's safe for me to put myself first. It's safe for me to set this boundary. It's safe for me to spend this money on me. It's safe for me to do these things that you desire to do that feel really uncomfortable. The more we can tap into that, the more likely our thoughts will start shifting, right? And this isn't just do it one day thing. It's a daily, minute by minute, hour by hour shift that we have to make to just being aware of the thoughts in our lives and the feelings in our lives that we're in this cycle on that aren't necessarily serving us to where we want to go. And it's such a powerful topic, and it's a topic that, like, I see a lot in my world in the coaching industry, but I really don't believe it's a topic that you maybe see just in the norm, right? Like, on your average day or just at your day job, like, if you're not in the coaching realm like I am, you're not seeing conversations about this probably on the daily like I am. So it's very powerful to have a container like the membership to be able to tap into these kind of conversations every single month, even like a couple times a month, to really help you become aligned in where you desire to go. So that is a conversation for today. That is a conversation for this month in becoming aligned. And the podcasts that I have coming up for this month are really fun. We're going to have a couple live coaching calls or podcasts, I guess, that will be really fun to share with you guys. And I'm just really excited. I'm really excited for the membership. So get in there. If you haven't checked it out, get in there. For $20 a month is a steal. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your week.